All right, the House will come to order. Read the bills, Mr. Clerk.
With that, an array of bills were introduced on the House floor and assigned into committee as the special session began. Legislative leaders and Governor Mike Beebe promised it will last a total of 3 days. Most of the bills introduced deal with reappropriating funds to fix a shortfall in the public school employee insurance program. The signature proposal would use $43 million in state surplus money to address rising premiums. That measure advanced in the Joint Budget Committee yesterday afternoon. It's part of a legislative package for which Governor Beebe has said there is enough support to pass in both the House and Senate. On the House floor, Republican Representative Bob Ballinger of Heinzman attempted to pass motions to reassign two bills from the Education Committee to the Revenue and Taxation Committee. The competing measures both address what to do with excess property tax revenue from school districts that already meet a funding minimum required by the state. Talking about one of those, Ballinger said he disagreed with the committee assignments because of a simple reading of the bill's language.
I don't know how many times the word tax is utilized in the title of that bill. What this bill does is take a tax that's some would debate as a local tax and turn it into a state tax, which would increase revenue for some source.
Representative Tommy Thompson, a Republican from Morrilton, agreed with Ballinger.
If you read the proclamation that the governor issued in the section that talks about this, it says currently receive net revenue from a state uniform rate of tax. You read further down in there, it says the result of the revenue permissible local tax.
Of the bills Ballinger and Thompson refer to, one is sponsored by a bipartisan group of lawmakers from both chambers and would redirect excess property tax revenue from school districts back to the state. By Thursday evening, the Senate Education Committee had already advanced that measure. The other, sponsored by Republican House Majority Leader Bruce Westerman and Republican Senator Bill Sample, would redirect any excess property tax revenue back to taxpayers in the form of a credit. Currently, there are 8 school districts in Arkansas that would be affected by the change. Of these is the Fountain Lake District, which Westerman and Sample represent. After adjournment, House Speaker Davy Carter spoke to reporters and defended the attempt at reallocating some funds to save the insurance program.
Those efforts on that core package dealing with the teacher insurance. Now, does anybody like it and like that we're in this position? Absolutely no. I mean, I don't like having to do this. I don't like having to spend the money to do it, but you can't ignore it. Something's got to change, and these bills will change the way that is administered going forward.
When asked if he thought his chamber might not have the 75 votes needed to pass the allocation of surplus money, Carter refused to speculate.
Well, I don't expect that to happen. I mean, if that happens, then no, that's not going to happen.
Chris Hickey, KUAR News. In Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey.